Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale. With everything you do for other people on one side, and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he is coming to us live from New York City. We're going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. Tonight is the last night this show will air at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If I didn't mention, I'm coming to you live from Georgia. Shep is coming to you live from New York City. If you want to holler at us, it's simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158. If you have a smart speaker, you can ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Tonight is a very unique show. It's a very interesting show because tonight is the last show that this show will start at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. The news came down the pipe yesterday. We talked about it here on the air yesterday, starting on January 2nd. The JR Sport Brief Show will start at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And so this is going to be the last show. You know, first of all, this is the last show of 2023. And by the time you hear me again, it will be in another time slot starting in January. And it is still a busy night as I sit here in the studio and watch Thursday Night Football. The Los Angeles Rams are beating the New Orleans Saints 17-7. Interesting just from a, or excuse me, now it's 20-7. Nice field goal by Los Angeles here. It's about 11 minutes left in the third. Shohei Ohtani is watching football. I wonder how much he really understands. Maybe more than me. I saw something else interesting. I can't recall. Hey, Shep, you been watching this Thursday Night Football garbage?
not really, JR. Yeah. But two playoff teams, though, right?
Come, yeah, but do it, that are going to do what? Nothing.
Nothing, I agree.
Yeah, nothing. That's why I'm like, what I remember, I saw Shohei Ohtani, and I saw somebody else. I can't remember who the somebody else is. I saw Richard Sherman go kiss the ring of Shohei Ohtani. And then there's something else I saw, and that was it. Yeah, but this is, I don't want to call it a loser bowl, but both teams are 7-7. The Saints are 7-7. The Rams are 7-7. And neither team is doing a damn thing this year. So I consider this to be a complete waste of time unless you are a delusional fan of the Rams and or the Saints. And so we'll talk about this game as the night continues on. And it is a couple other things that we'll pop up and discuss. I see Major League Baseball is pretty much getting ready to implement some new rule changes after what we've seen this year. And when I say rule changes, alterations to the field and the clock, etc., to speed the game up. And so we'll talk about it. But, you know, tonight is a bittersweet because not only is this the last night that I'll be here with you on this shift, this is going to be the last night that I'm working with super producer and host David Shepard. And so, Dave, I appreciate you coming in to hop in on what is going to be the last show. You know, you weren't scheduled to be here tonight, and I really appreciate you hopping on, man. Really do.
JR, I mean, the least I could do is be a part of your final show in the 10 p.m. slot. Now, listen, I could literally go on for 20 hours straight if I had to about the impact that you've had on me professionally, personally, the impact you have on everybody who listens to you. It's amazing just reading the comments. I wouldn't miss this for the world. This doesn't seem real because, you know, you're the closest thing that I've ever had to, like, a partner. Obviously, this is your show. Your name is on the billing. It is the JR Sport Brief. But you have, you know, I started working with you your first year here at the network in 2020, you know, when Stu took over and, you know, would you know, rarely call out. And from day one, you made me feel like I had a voice on your show. And it wasn't even when I started working with you full time. You did that for me day one. And so for me to be here for your final show, I would not miss this for the world. I don't want to get too melancholy and sentimental, but I think people realize when it comes to you, you're such a unique human being. You just happen to be a great sports talk radio host. You happen to be one of the greatest sports talk radio hosts, but it's who you are as a person that I believe makes you so compelling and so can't miss in whatever time slot you go to. I'm going to miss working with you, man. I mean, I'm sure there's more that I'll have to say throughout the next 4 hours, but yeah, I would not miss your final show in the 10 p.m. slot for all the tea in Arizona. Shout out to the great Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, nah, listen, I get it. I appreciate it. And I had messaged you this personally. I think I shared these sentiments online. And I don't know how many people start kissing ass. I know a couple of months ago, DA went over to XM and Sean went to WFAN. And they certainly had a nice exchange as to what they meant to each other. You have made this very easy, okay? I'm used to working by myself, okay? For years, I have self-produced the JR Sport Brief online. I have worked in television. I'm used to working with folks. But to the extent of being able to rely on someone where they understand you and you can put together a good product that you can put on air, whether it's television or radio, is not easy because a lot of it has to do with work ethic. And as I mentioned, whether it's professional athletes or whether it's just people in general, we got a lot of lazy ass people in this world. You are not a lazy ass person. I think that's one of the reasons why we've been able to work together so well. I have not had to worry about whether or not, you know, that you were going to be there or whether or not that you were going to miss something or whether or not you were going to be paying attention, whether or not you were going to sweat. And there really hasn't been anyone that I've ever worked with who has been more prepared for anything than you. You go the extra mile to make sure that whatever needs to get done is done and that there's a backup and a backup to the backup and a backup to the backup backup. And it's very well appreciated because I'm anal about things. Like, I am very, very to the point. I typically don't miss dotting an I or crossing a T. And to know that someone has the back, I think that's a credit to you, you know, how great this show has been. And I appreciate you for how you have allowed this show to grow and your contributions to it. You know, I don't got too much of an ego where I need to be like, oh, my God, I need to do all the talking. I need to do all of this. You know, I don't care. You have a unique and a great perspective. And I think you can see it as well from the comments and the messages that people have sent to you and me. About your standing. And I think it's been a great balance, and there's plenty of great things in store for you. And, you know, just thanks. And unless we got more ass kissing to do, just thank you, man. I appreciate that. This is a wild business.
Right.
I could tell you, I have worked with people who I do not like. I have worked with people who I do. And this is not just, you know, CBS radio. I'm speaking in a general sense. There've been people like, I don't like people who don't show up to work on time. I don't like working with people who can't be honest. And, you know, I've never had to worry about that with you at all.
I mean, I appreciate that, Jared. I mean, the thing is, and I would encourage anyone to find themselves in this position if they're not, and I know family gets in the way of that because you have to provide, but I would encourage everyone to, and it's easier said than done, but find someone that cares about the craft as much as you do. Because you can't always control the company and the culture that you work for, but what you can control a lot of times is who you surround yourself with. And the thing is, JR, like, it didn't, yeah, like, it look, you and I, to do a national show and have two people on it for 2+ years straight, like, that's unheard of, right? But
is it? I don't know. This is my fourth year doing it. I've had Shep for 1 year. I've had a disaster for another year. I've had you for two.
Right, right. So, to that point, though, the pandemic changed a lot of things in our industry. And so companies had to cut back. But before 2020, a national show with all the sound and affiliates and everything that goes into it, you need at least minimum three people. Yeah. And so it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And for people who don't realize this, you know, JR is right when he says this. He's also the producer of the show because he comes up with the rundown. He comes up with so much of the sound that we play. So there's so much that is on your plate and my plate. But I say all that to say this. It doesn't feel like work with you.
Yeah,
it really doesn't. And that's the thing.
And it can. And it can.
Yes.
It could.
Yes.
It could. Let me tell you something. Ain't nothing worse than doing radio and having to show up and it feels like work. It is nothing. It is the worst. I've been there. It ain't nothing like it. I agree with you. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. And so I would just, I think like you, it's why, I mean, you're not talking about this, but I'm just going to bring it up anyway. It's why I'm really excited for what you and Ryan Hickey are going to do together, because he's cut from the same cloth that you and I are. And that's why I'm really excited for you in this next 6 p.m. slot. And I'm so happy to see the comments on social media, Facebook, Twitter. I'm not on Instagram, but I've seen Facebook and Twitter, and it's so cool to see people that have found you and believe in what you do so much and enjoy it so much that they're going with you to 6. Now, it's not good for the 10, but I'm just joking. Yeah. When you listen to CBS Sports Radio at any given time, it's good for the company. But the point is, you're bringing so much of your audience, and it's a shift, but it's not too much of a shift where the time makes that much of a difference. And so to see that mainstay holdover now go with you, I'm so amped and excited for you. And it's not, it's you, yeah, man, it, you and the one thing I'll also say about you, JR, is you know you're really, really good when you don't show your ego. It doesn't mean you don't have it, but you don't show it. There are times, and you know, we don't work in the same room, and so I'll have a thought. And you'll never say, hey, Shep, listen, man, I'm in the middle of a monologue. Like, you know, please don't jump in right there. It wasn't really serving of what I was particularly doing, and I'll call on you. You never had that approach, ever. When I would say, JR, I'm hosting at SiriusXM NBA Radio, would you mind if I, you know, call out that night? The first thing you would say is, Shep, you do you. You take care of what you got to take care of as a host, because I know that's what you want for yourself. And so you never, ever, ever put your career ambition in front of mine. And I can't say that about too many people that have reached where you have reached. And so if you want to get ahead in this business, find a way to work with JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, well, listen, man, I wish I could utilize a few vulgarities, because it would help illustrate, you know, how I feel. You know, we have a lot of people who do. Let me try to be politically correct when I say this, or try my best to. You know, there are people who do this, what you and I do. This is what they have aspired to be. For me, in 2009, when I started the JR Sport Brief on YouTube, I said, I'm going to start this, and I plan on having success with it. There wasn't necessarily a firm kind of direction as to, I need to do this. I need to do that. What I have done online, this has been a result, and it's been a fun result, and it's been a part of the process. I mean, there are plenty of other projects that I work on outside of this, whether it's Special Olympics or whether it's technology or whether it's touring. There is plenty that I think at this point people know that I do when I'm not just on air, that is separate, quote unquote, from CBS Sports Radio. I have witnessed a lot in radio, and I've grown up in radio. My uncle is was at one point a prominent radio DJ in New York in hip hop, having nothing to do with sports. This is what I've grown up around, and I have never understood why people worry so much about what somebody else is doing. It's like if you have talent and you work hard at what you do, you don't have to worry about what else is going on with somebody. And I see that that's not always the case. There are a lot of people, because we're all humans, you know, that there are insecurities and this and that. I'm not telling you I'm not human. I don't have insecurities and all of this. But when it comes to what I do professionally, I'm very confident in what I do. And to sit here and to talk to America about sports is very thought out, but it's not the most difficult thing that I have to do day to day as a human. Sitting down and talking to the Repo Man in Detroit, or talking to Alan in Toronto, batting forth the nonsense with you about a TV show that I've never watched in my life, or you telling me, or me telling you about, I don't know, Sexy Red, is that's not the most difficult thing to do in the world. And we have people who we work with or have worked with or that we have seen or witnessed that make this seem like it's the most difficult thing. And I feel bad for people that have to step on people or beat people up to get a leg ahead in the world. And it really shows to me, you know, what type of insecurities they have. To watch sports and to talk about it is not the most difficult thing, and it should be fun. And you're right. It can feel like work when you're working with asses. And that's not the case.
You know, it's funny, Jay, something I really admire when you made your celebratory post and just kind of making people aware of what was to come in the next phase of your career, and so many people that have followed you for now almost going on two decades, which sounds crazy in and of itself. You made it about other people. Like you made you an example for what happens when you do face that grind and you do hear the word no. And you do, you know, have hiccups, and you do have barriers and obstacles. And when people are there to tell you, you know, you may think you're this good, but you're really not. And so just, you know, kind of go in a different direction, and you never quit. And look what happened. Look what came of it. And I think that's just so telling of who you are, is that you made your announcement. It wasn't about, hey, check me out on my new time slot. You know, we're going to do this. It's going to be the best show ever. We're going to keep grinding. We're going to add this. We're
going to
do this.
It will be.
I mean, that goes, but that goes without saying.
Yeah,
what was important was that you made it about other people who want to go after what they want to go after, but oftentimes settle for mediocrity because they were told what they can't do, as opposed to telling themselves what they can do. And I think the message here is, no matter what in life you want to attain, there is nothing holding you back but yourself. And that applies to any walk of life. And you made that announcement about people, not about yourself. And in an age and an era where people are all about looking at me, and I say me in a euphorical sense, and looking at what I do as an individual and how my shine comes apparent, you made it about other people improving and, you know, moving up in their own world. So I applaud you on that. And JR, this was a lot of fun, man. You made this fun. It was entertaining. Every word you say is so carefully crafted. I think people just this is really hard to do, by the way, for a living. To do this 20 hours a week and then to have to do The Fan four additional hours on Saturdays. You made it seem pretty easy for a guy that works pretty hard, so.
Oh, yeah, thank you. It's not. It takes a lot of time. It's only 4 hours out the day that people hear. There's more time that goes into it. There's more time in regards to the preparation and the ideation, you know, how the show flows, the topics, the order, trying to think about what somebody in Miami would care about and still kind of cast a wide net for what somebody in San Diego or Toronto. Listen, man. I have listened my entire life to sports radio, my whole life. From the advent of it, I have grown up. Sports radio is just about as old as the two of us are, and full-time sports radio. So, and the beautiful thing is we can actually call up some of the people that helped invent it and create it and craft it out. And so I've listened to everything and everybody. And I have an idea of what has put me to sleep when I'm driving on a highway at 3 a.m. in the morning. I can think about what I've heard at 7 a.m. in the morning on the way to the train. I have thought about what I've consumed and what I've listened to and what I don't want. But more importantly, what I think is going to fit for me and what is going to go ahead and entertain the masses. And so I've been able to do that here with you, you know, over the past almost 4 years here on CBS Sports Radio. And now it's just moving up a shift. That's it. I ain't moving anywhere. You know, this might be a jerk of a comment, and that's fine. I don't care. You know, I'm taking prime time, and I'm taking me, and I'm going where I go, which is the show before or the spot before. You know, I always kind of laughed a little bit. It wasn't too much of a worry. It's like, hey, you replaced Scott Farrell. And it's just like, no, I did not. I'm just doing me. And I get it. That's the thought process. That's what it says on paper. This is the replacement. There is no replacement for me. Like, there's no replacement for Scott Farrell, or the replacement for this person, or Zach, or whoever it is after me, or Bart, or whatever the case might be. I just do me, and I will be me wherever I go. And me is what nobody else can be. And it's really that simple. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Tonight is the last night in the shift after 4 years, starting on January 2nd. The JR Sport Brief Show is going to begin at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm going to take calls on the other side of the break. If you want to holler at me, it's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll pick up the phone lines because the bills have been paid, so the phone lines work. And then we'll also talk about this Thursday night football game, giving you an update on the other side. Don't move. It's the last show of the JR Sport Brief in 2023. Thank you, Shep.
You're the best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. The magnificent one. Always a pleasure being on the line with you. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The final show for 2023. The final show in this time slot. January 2nd, the JR Sport Brief Show moves to 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm going to give you an update on, what the hell is this? Is this Thursday? It is Thursday. I'm going to give you an update on Thursday Night Football. Here's the update. The Rams are whooping the ass of the Saints 27-7. When the game is over, I'll tell you the final. I don't know. Maybe a couple of the coaches say something crazy. Maybe Derek Carr says something off the wall and we can listen to him. But besides that, who gives a damn about this game between these two loser-ass teams? Come on now. Shout-outs to all my folks in New Orleans. Maybe I'll go to New Orleans next week. Shout-outs to my main man Danny at WWL. That's my guy. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to be gone for, I don't know, a week and a half, you know? I'm going to be gone from this time slot. And so I just wanted to take some time to say thank you. I'm going to say a whole lot of thank yous throughout the course of the night. The first thank you I gave was to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Most importantly, the biggest thank you is to you, all the listeners, wherever the hell you at, whatever you're doing. And I also think I'm an easy guy to connect with. We know we got a lot of anonymous weirdos and freaks and scaredy cats who exist in the world online on social media. And I mentioned this last night, surprisingly, or maybe not, even in a digital world, the vast majority of the commentary and messages that I receive are positive. I'm not a difficult dude to find or reach out to, unless you're annoying or you're a weird freak. 855-212-4CBS. Vlad is calling from Illinois, and I know it's winter, so he's going to ask me about a JR Sport Brief hoodie. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Vlad?
What's up, Mr. Jackson? Oh, I'm tearing up, man.
Oh.
It's you and Shep leaving each other, man. It's like Shaq and Penny leaving each other, man. It's just, it's man, that whole that intro, man. Oh, that was some powerful stuff, man. I'm gonna miss you in this time slot, brother. Either every time you were on this radio station, man, either I was sad or I was having a bad day. You and Shep having, you know, talks about Mike Tyson or talking about Charles Barkley and those fat old women, all that stuff, man. You know,
the big old, not fat old women. They big old women.
Big old women, the Creek and, you know, the Shiro's, all that stuff, man.
Yeah.
Even when you guys were talking about the Repo Man, just, you know, it really brought a smile on my face. I want to say thank you and Shep, you know, for bringing, you know, make people's day and bringing smiles to everybody across the, you know, North America. Thank you, man. And drop them hoodies, like I said, man, so you can get
Listen,
more customers.
Vlad, don't you be messaging me online and stuff like that.
I tried to. You don't get back to me.
Yeah, but you know what? You ain't going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere either.
I got work during your time slot, man. I used to get off at 9 or 10 Central Time, but you know, I have the Odyssey app. You're right.
Yeah, I'm not going. You know how to reach me. Cut that. And did you message me about you hope I don't lose customers? Is that what you messaged me?
That was probably the different guy. That wasn't me. I said that like 2 months ago though.
Oh. Yeah, some idiot sent me a message. His name was Vlad. He was like, I hope you don't lose customers. I was getting ready to say, are you out your mind? I'm not losing customers. What are you talking about?
I probably have a fan page or something, but that wasn't me.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, Vlad, I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, brother. You be smooth, all right?
All right, you too. Shout out to my man Vlad from Illinois. Yeah, he gave a whoop. There it is at the end. Yeah, I'm not losing. Somebody messaged me, said, I hope you don't lose customers. I said, what? I said, did you hear the drop? It's not about me losing customers. It's very clear. When you are not here, they lose customers.
You're the best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
Yeah, I'm not they. I ain't losing a damn thing. People think that moving the slot is going to change, you know, the listenership and who calls me. Oh, okay. 855-212-4CBS. Gilberto, caller from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Gilberto?
Hola, JR. ¿Cómo estás?
Así, ¿y tú?
Yo estoy muy bien, JR. And a little bit sad that you're not going to be on this time slot.
Oh, no malo, no malo. Hey, ¿qué? ¿Por qué?
But on the other hand, I'm happy for you, and I'm happy that I will not miss your show because you're going to come in before my Dodgers play at 7 o'clock in L.A.
Beautiful. So I'll make sure to talk about Ohtani just for you.
There you go. Hey, we're not done yet. But at
Who's
the end
not,
of the
oh,
day...
Oh, here we go. You going to get Yamamoto? You getting Yamamoto?
I don't know. I would like to have Blake Snell.
What? But, so he can complain and get hurt? Why you want Blake Snell for?
No, he doesn't get hurt. I saw him pitch with the Padres all season long, and he was amazing. He was just amazing year.
He just won the Cy Young. Oh, yeah, he'd be amazing, but... I don't know. I personally don't like his attitude. He rubbed me the wrong way in 2020 when he's just like, I need to get paid. It's just like, yeah, just shut up, man. Relax. It's the pandemic.
He mellowed out in San Diego.
Oh, did he? Is San Diego will make you mellow out? Is that how it goes?
Oh, he's a very laid-back town. You know that, okay? He's a beautiful city.
I guess going from Tampa Bay to San Diego will mellow you out. Who wants to live in Tampa Bay? Nobody. Not even Tom Brady. Lives in Miami.
Not even on retirement.
Yeah, not even retirement. Unless you're old. Tom Brady will move back to Tampa in about 20 years.
There you go. And listen, JR, I'm going to miss the interactions between you and Shep. I mean, I know you have kept him alive for these 2 years, especially when he wanted to fight Mike Tyson and he followed your advice. Not even
did he?
Touch
that. Did he? He followed my advice not to fight Mike Tyson. You think he did?
That's why he's still with you right now.
Listen, if we went to Vegas right now, I think Shep, maybe I'd have to snatch him out the ring, but he tried. I guess he would try to fight Mike.
And listen, I'm going to listen to you from 3 to 6, 3 to 7, whatever time slot you're going to have on the West Coast. I wish you the best. this move is a great move for you. And just keep getting better at what you do, because you bring a very bright light to radio and to everybody listening to you. I've never, ever listened to somebody so professional and so empathic to whoever calls.
Yeah.
And I just
unless
thank
you an ass. Every now and then an ass calls, and there's no empathy there for somebody who wants to be an ass.
Yeah, but that comes with the job.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, you're right.
So, but even that you face those people or whatever, when somebody calls that doesn't know what they're saying, you still make it great because you understand what's going on and you don't make that person feel bad. You just, you know, you put them in with a mirror.
Yeah.
And let them figure it out.
Yeah, I try. Well, thank you, Gilberto. I appreciate you. I catch you in 2024, okay?
The best for you for this year and next year and for Shep, too. And I will be in touch with you, with both of you, okay?
Please.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gilberto. You have a good one, okay? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Thank you.
To you as well. Hey, Shep, you're not off the hook on that Mike Tyson fight. You know that, right?
I don't expect to be. And the reality is the more time that goes by, the more that's going to favor me because, well, I'm going to stay in shape and stay young and fruitful. Mike's just going to, you know, he's going to decay and he's going to age like a dried banana.
Tyson is going to decay like a drop.
That was a little mean. I'm sorry. You know what? He's meant so much to so many people, and I give him credit for what he's done in terms of, like, really taking his life back and not allowing the media to put him in a corner.
He's just high all the time.
Well, that helps. And he's had some tragedy in his life, too. So I apologize, Mike Tyson. Not for saying I'm going to beat you in a fight, but apologize if I'm going a little too heavy on you right now.
Didn't one of his infant, right?
Yep.
Oh my
which
died in a crib, right?
Yeah, which is the worst. I mean, there's nothing worse in life than having to bury your own child and the fact that he is even alive to tell about it. So, like, look, when I say that, though, like, that's not, Jared, that's not shtick. Like, if we both had to stand there stationary, Mike Tyson is going to pummel me 6 feet under.
You're just going to run around the ring.
I'm going to tire the guy out. Like, and I'm not saying that, like, tongue-in-cheek. I'm not saying that facetiously. Like, when the guy's nearing 60 years old.
Okay. Evander Holyfield. Have you met Evander?
I have not, to answer your question. He probably takes better care of himself, though. Wouldn't be hard.
Mike Tyson. First of all, if you hit either one of them, they would not feel it. That's number one.
Right.
And they'd only have to hit you once.
JR, I don't care who you are. Okay. If you get hit in the wrong place at the wrong time, you're going to go down. It doesn't matter if you're Rocky Marciano, Muhammad Ali, Joe Louis,
Jack
Dempsey.
They built different, bro. They're built different. If I hit Evander Holyfield with everything I have in me, Evander's going to stand there and look at me and go, what is that?
I disagree with you completely. So, JR, wait a minute. If we're playing football and Jim Brown, 1950s, Cleveland Browns Jim Brown, is coming at you, if you get low enough and you exude the right technique, you're going to be able to tackle him.
They're not immortals,
JR.
We're not talking about football.
Right?
Yeah, sure, I could hit Mike Tyson in the right spot and maybe I pop him in a vein and it stuns him.
Right.
But no, dude. These guys have been popped in the head for a living.
Right.
If I took everything in me, if Mike Tyson, you've seen the stupid Dana White stuff where they slap each other. You know how they just stand in there and somebody comes by and slaps
them? Let's put it this way. If I have seen it, I would own up to it. But I have not seen it, no.
Well, you're not missing nothing. But these people just stand there in a stationary setting. And they get slapped. Somebody comes by and slaps the living hell out of them. If Mike Tyson stood there and put his hands behind his back and he said, JR, give me your best shot, he would eat my best punch. He would eat it.
JR, if you make the right contact with the right velocity and you have the right form.
One out of 50 chance that my fist lands in the exact right and correct spot to knock him out, that's 1 out of 50.
Oh.
The other 49 out of 50, he's going to eat my punch.
Now, JR, if you know that there's a lot of eyes on you, and you know that this is something that's going to make a lot of headlines, and you take 2-3 months to train, that 1 out of 50 is going to minimize greatly. It's going to be about 1 in 5.
I know quite a few boxing trainers, guys who've boxed professionally.
Sure.
Even if I sat in a room for 3 months with a professional boxing trainer, one of my buddies was an Olympic-level boxer. He now trains. He could train. His name is Eric Kelly. If I sat with Eric for 3 months and then said, I'm going to go hit Mike Tyson, it would not make a difference. We can find out. So listen.
I would love to find. I'm not just about smoke, man. Like, I'm about real substance. So, like, if Mike Tyson honestly wants to do something for charity, like, I'm a former high school teacher. Like, okay. This will make some news because
come
there's a lot of people.
Come watch Mike Tyson beat up a high school teacher. Okay.
But there's a lot of people that are in my shoes that look at these former athletes and say, if you give me the right technique and you give me the right resources, I'm going to be able to be in that vicinity.
This ain't no free throw contest. Let me just put it down.
Well, we know who we'd beat in the NBA if it was a free throw contest. Andre Drummond, DeAndre Jordan. Excuse me.
Shaq.
Well, yeah. Hey, by the way, you see Shaq on Jennifer Hudson? Did you see
today?
That? Let me tell you something. No. Shaq is such a made man that he can get away with saying to Jennifer Hudson, there was a kid and there was a free throw contest, and he's like this 4-year-old phenom. And the bet that Shaq made Jennifer Hudson was, if he misses, then that means you got to kiss me. How many people can get away
with saying that
in 2023 and
Jennifer
nothing
Hudson
comes of it?
She's dating Common right now.
I didn't know that.
She's dating Common. Dates everybody.
Well, he ain't so Common, let's be real.
Common dated Serena Williams, Tiffany Haddish. He's now dating Jennifer Hudson. I don't think he dated Erykah Badu. I don't know about
So clearly he likes his women low profile.
Yeah, he likes them black and high profile. that's what he does.
They're all beautiful women. I would just say to that, I don't think even Common, who's a great actor too, by the way, I don't think even Common in 2023 could get away with saying, if you miss, that means you got to kiss me.
Shaq can.
Yeah.
And he did. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? I want to first by saying I love the show and thank you for keeping the show real on so many different topics.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio, the final show for 2023, the final show in this time slot, January 2nd. You can tune in at 6 p.m. Eastern. 3 Pacific, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right now, as I sit down here in the studio, the Los Angeles Rams are smacking the Saints 30-14. It looks like Los Angeles is going to improve their record to 8-7. It looks like the Saints are going to fall to 7-8. Let's go out to Reed, California, and talk to Brandon. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, JR, big fan. I'm going to miss you at this time slot, but I'll definitely follow you over. And
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Let you know, like, I'm a truck driver, you know, so, you know, listening to you in these late hours, you know, really helped my time go by. I'm going to miss hearing you and Shep interact. You guys really feed off each other well, and you're very positive, and I'm really going to miss that. Too bad he can't come with you to the new time slot.
No, who are you telling? Thank you, Brandon. I know.
But I tell you what, JR, you're going to be missed. And one more thing. Yeah. I don't know what Shep is smoking, but I don't care if Mike Tyson was 70. He will put hands on you, Shep. I love you, buddy, but you better miss Mike. That's all I got to say. I'm going to hang up and listen. I'm going to miss you, big dog. Have a good one.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate you for calling from California. Hey, Shep, if anything, you could beat Mike Tyson because I think you got a lot of people who back you up, okay?
I appreciate that. Brandon and JR, thank you for your unwavering belief in me, man. I think I'd beat his ass, too.
Yeah, okay. All right, sure. Marlon is calling from St. Louis. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Marlon?
What's up, JR? How you doing?
What it is?
Hey, you know, I've been following you, you know, from YouTube. Like
yeah,
I said.
we play you all the time. I've been following you since YouTube. Yeah, you're on the radio all the time.
Yes, sir. And you know what? I just want to give my flowers to Shep right now, you know, because I know I give it to you all the time, but I just want to give it to him right now, you know. Shep, you are going to be missed. You are going to be missed. But, you know, it's many a times, you know, you gave a shout out to Ryan Hickey, you know. But I think you're on the same level as him, you know. I think one day you will have your show. You will have your own show, just like Ryan. You know, I just can't believe they put JR and Ryan Hickey together. That's, man, that's like, what I want to say, that's like prime time, like Deion Sanders prime time. That show is going to be good. But, Chef, you will have your own show. Many a times you just stepped in for JR. You know, I remember when a few months ago when the power went out, JR was lost. You just stepped in, like, you know, and you handled the show, man.
Thank you, Marlon.
And that was so cool. Oh,
Marlon, just
that was so cool.
Thank you, bro. And by the way, just so you know, I've had my own show on CBS for over
yeah,
a year.
I was going to say that.
Right.
I was going to say Shep got his own show. I was waiting on him to finish.
Right. Okay, so where is it, Shep? Because I haven't heard it.
Oh, well, it's not, I am not doing a good enough job if you have not heard it, Marlon. So thank you for calling me to task on that. So it's 2
okay, to, hey, right. Put it out there.
So it's 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, and I've been doing that since 2022. 2
oh,
a.m.
you
to
follow,
6 a.m.
You follow Amy Lawrence. Right?
No. So remember, Amy is Amy's on weeknights. So I follow Jody.
Right.
I follow Jody Mack every Sunday,
okay.
2 a.m. So hey, listen, man, Marlon, you are a very informed caller. We like JR said, we use your rejoin all the time. They're gonna probably use that rejoin all the time for six. I don't want to speak for JR and Hickey. I just have a feeling. You call in 2 to 6 anytime, man.
Well, you're gonna be missed.
Thank you,
and JR. You know I'll be there. So.
Well, thanks. Let's all try not to cry at the same time, okay?
But, hey, both of you guys have a nice Christmas, man. Appreciate you.
To you, Marlon.
You as well, Marlon. Be well. Happy holidays to you. Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, Shep, I said it's bittersweet. I like Ryan. And, you know, there aren't a lot of people that I'm going to sit around and just blatantly say I like them. But
right.
I do. I like Ryan.
But that's the thing, JR. Like,
what?
The thing I'm really excited about for you, and you know there's the two people that work here, at CBS Sports Radio, I will say this until the cows come home. I'll say this on every single mountaintop. The two most liked people at CBS Sports Radio, Connor Green and Ryan Hickey.
I like Connor, too. Yeah. I like Paulie. Come on.
Oh, no. That's not a knock against anybody else. But you will not find one person here in the 12-year history of CBS Sports Radio that will have a negative thing to utter about Ryan Hickey or Connor Green.
Touché. Anyway, let me relax. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls on the other side. It's the last show until the new shift. Call up. Talk to us. Me and Chef.
Let's face it. Most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
We all know cats are intelligent. Felix Cat Insurance was able to secretly record two cats on a hidden microphone. Let's listen in.
Did you hear the one about the three dogs at the park?
That's old, like four lives ago. But did you hear about the new pet insurance just for cats from FelixCatInsurance.com?
Of course. What do I look like, a dog?
When you're coughing up a furball. Yes. Listen, Felix Cat Insurance plans start at under $1 per day and are as unique as you and me. They call it whisker-to-tail protection.
Even furballs?
Even that. Remember the last time you had a furball? I made a TikTok. It went viral.
Oh, that's good. Wait, you're on social media?
There you have it. Felix Cat Insurance. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit FelixCatInsurance.com/terms.